ABC Radio Australia.
Well, now Vanuatu has declared it will sign a new policing agreement with China as the landmark Nakamau Pact between Australia and the Pacific Island nation hangs in the balance. Meanwhile, Australia is pushing ahead with a new agreement with Tonga as the permanent contest in the Pacific rolls on. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts joins us now. Let us say good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Aki.
Thank you for joining us. I've got to start with this agreement, though, which Vanuatu has proposed with China. What do we know about it?
Well, not very much at the moment. We first learnt about this agreement late last week when it emerged that Andrew Napoat, who's Vanuatu's police minister, had travelled to China to meet with the Minister for Public Security. Now, Chinese state media put out a brief statement about that late last week. But then yesterday, the Daily Post in Vanuatu reported quotes from the minister providing more details, saying that China had agreed to provide more policing equipment to us to Vanuatu, including police motorcycles, drones, and other equipment, including Interpol systems. Not a huge donation, it has to be said, around $700,000 Australian or so, which is a fraction of what, for example, Australia provides. But still, it comes on the back of other donations that China's made, including of patrol boats. And then also, Mr. Napoat said that the two countries wanted to sign what he called an MOU on policing. Now, exactly what this MOU is or will do isn't clear exactly. Mr. Napoat said it would be similar to the MOUs that Vanuatu has already signed with a host of other countries to enable policing cooperation, including with Australia, with New Zealand, with the UK, France, and with PNG. And he said that it would allow all of those partners to better coordinate their efforts with each other when it comes to policing assistance. It's also possible, of course, Aggie, that this agreement will essentially provide a legal basis for what's already happening, which is the presence of Chinese police training teams in Vanuatu who have been around for at least a couple of years, but who have been making their presence more visible and more well-known recently. But the details beyond that are a little bit difficult to say. Hopefully we'll get a chance to hear more from Mr. Napoat and Vanuatu's government about this soon.
Yeah, and what is the reaction likely to be in Canberra, though?
Look, I think Canberra will regard this with a little bit of unease, to put it mildly. In fact, overnight, Australia did issue a brief statement on this in response to questions to the ABC, saying that Australia's Vanuatu's largest economic development, security and humanitarian partner, saying that the government's aware that China continues to have a small police presence in Vanuatu, and then reiterating what the Australian government has now said time and time again, when it comes to security, that the Pacific security needs, in Australia's view, are the responsibility of the Pacific, as agreed by Pacific leaders. In other words, Australia does not believe that that China should play any policing or security role in the Pacific. But I guess what this episode demonstrates once again is that some, not all by any means, but a small number of Pacific nations simply don't agree with Australia when it comes to that, despite the fact that Pacific leaders have said in PIF communiques before that security should be provided on a Pacific-first basis. Vanuatu, as well as Solomon Islands, say, despite that they still believe that China can play a valuable role in providing police equipment and, in particular, providing police training. Now, Australia still believes that that's a bad idea, but at least at the moment, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands, as well as Kiribati and a few others, seem very happy to push ahead with this.
Well, Stephen, meanwhile, we know that Australia and Tonga are starting negotiations on their own pact. What do we know about this so far?
Yeah, this is an interesting development. Now, what I think it demonstrates is that there is still an ongoing attempt by Australia to strike new deals and new agreements that not only ramp up development support from Australia to Pacific nations, but which also really embed the strategic position that Australia has in all of these countries. And what we've now got is Australia moving to strike a new agreement with a Polynesian country, in this case, Tonga. Now, All that have announced so far is that they want us that they're going to press ahead with these negotiations. They've signed a statement of intent that commits the two countries to elevating the bilateral partnership with a new agreement. They've described it as a comprehensive and enduring agreement that they want to strike, and they've got a name for it already. They're saying that it will be known as the Kamehameha-Ophi agreement. In other words, an agreement between close friends. Now, again, we don't have a huge amount of detail. The one page or so memorandum of understanding or statement of intent that's been signed lays out the broad principles for what the agreement should do. One of the things it seems to point towards would be increased development assistance between Australia and Tonga, so a ramping up of Australia's assistance in the economic development space. Incidentally, that's something that Tonga's Prime Minister Eke, said at the Pacific Islands Forum he wanted to see under this agreement. And it also includes that same line that we mentioned before about it reaffirming a relationship which puts the Pacific and the Pacific family at the heart of Pacific security. So that seems to indicate that, if at the very least, there'll be a reaffirmation of that in this agreement, if not an attempt by Australia to do what it has with other countries like Nauru and Tuvalu, to give Australia veto powers over the decisions that are made in the security space. Now, whether Tonga would contemplate that, particularly given it's got a fairly well-developed relationship with China and quite deep equities there, including in the military space, remains to be seen. But it's interesting. Australia is saying with this agreement, it still does want the relationship to go to the next level. And that, I guess, is another manifestation of that permanent contest that we're talking about.
All right. Well, it's definitely a wait and see how this develops. But as always, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Haki.
Thank you. That is our ABC Foreign Affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts, joining us there.